What are you doing, Manel? Are you stealing from me?
No. No, I'm borrowing it. I will come back with more.
Where are you going? Please, talk to me, Manel. You were always such an honest girl. You used to return sweets to the shopkeeper when they gave you too many. What has become of you?
I grew up.
Please, stop what you are doing. Just look at me. Look at me, Manel.
You mustn't blame yourself for your brother's death.
He was protecting you. He died like a man, protecting his sister.
I know.
Then why are you carrying all this in your heart? Why are you hiding things from me? What are you involved with? Tell me.
You need not concern yourself with that.
You are the daughter of the commander of Tumen Bey's army. This is not the life for you.
This is precisely the life for me.
But your uncle Gregor...
Do not mention that man's name in this house, mother. He is the enemy. He is dead to us.
Wait, listen. The city is worse than ever. There have been attacks, stabbings. It is not safe out there.
I can look after myself.
My child, look at me. You have gone so far away from me.
We have lost your father, your brother. I cannot lose you too.
I am not lost, mother. I've only just found myself.
Manel, wait. Wait, please, wait. Manel!
There is a doctor traveling out of the city, going via Dar Salah. You will join their party. Say you are a slave. You were separated from your master when your party was attacked by bandits. They will accept you.
And then what?
Travel with them. Kill the doctor and the guide. Bury the bodies in the sand.
But why? What have they done?
It is not for you to know, Manel.
It never is.
We all of us obey orders. If we are taken, we can betray nothing because we know nothing.
Obey your orders without knowing who's issuing them or where they might lead. My niece, Manel, playing the most dangerous of games. How do I protect her? She's as stubborn as her father.
I've been to Sin, the Beduala Peninsula, to the land of the Khwaja. Almost met my end there.
Is this the one she has to kill?
I traveled from one end of the world to the other.
What's her crime, I wonder?
And yes, all the way back again.
Except that she never stops talking.
And do you know what I've learned from all my travels?
What is that, Doctor?
Everywhere you go, whatever you do, people are the same.
Why do you say that?
Let me tell you about the people of Diyarbakir, who live in caves on the side of the mountain. They had a problem with rats. The governor there, a very wealthy man by the name of Kinbaya, or was it... doesn't matter. He wanted to put an end to the rat problem, so he offered a prize of a piece of gold for every rat that was captured.
Ha! That sounds like a place I would like to live.
But, he said, I must see the rats alive before I reward you with the gold.
Why alive?
Because... he knew if he allowed people to bring dead rats, they would use every means possible to kill them. Poisoning the wells, firing arrows in the streets, that they would harm the people of Diyarbakir. He didn't want that.
He was a shrewd man then.
Shrewd maybe, but he didn't truly understand the nature of men's souls. At first the scheme was a great success, but the rats kept coming. And soon the governor's gold began to run out. Eventually he had no gold left. And he died a poor man. And there were more rats in the town than before.
But I don't understand, Doctor. How could this be?
This is what I'm saying, my friend. In all my travels, people are the same in one regard. What was that?
People think the desert is empty. But... Binguars.
What?
The desert wolves. They hunt at dusk. Come. We need to keep moving. There's an old monastery just ahead. We can camp in the ruins. It will be safe for the night. Don't be frightened, Doctor. They don't usually attack people. Not unless they are very hungry. Are you going to finish your story?
What?
The rats. They kept coming.
Ah, yes. You see, the people of Diyarbakir were breeding the rats in their caves. They were breeding them and then bringing them to the governor to claim their piece of gold. The rats themselves had become valuable. You see what I'm saying? People everywhere are out for their own advantage. Even in Tumambay.
Perhaps that's true in the towns and cities. But it cannot be like that in the desert.
What do you mean?
In the desert, we have to help each other. If we don't, none of us will survive.
Ooh. It's not a wolf.
Keep moving.
Do you think we are being followed?
Let's just go a bit faster.
We'll be there before dark?
Whoa! Stop!
What is it?
There is someone on the road ahead.
Should we stop?
No. We go this way. Come.
But she looks... she needs help.
It's a trap. Bandits. They will be hiding at the side of the road. What are you doing? Come back!
Oh. Peace be upon you. Who are you? Here. Drink this. Oh, slowly. You will make yourself sick.
She doesn't understand. She's probably a Bedou.
It's all right. I speak your language.
Who are you?
A traveler. A stray.
So am I. Are you alone?
Yes. My party, we were attacked on the way to...
Doctor! Come back. It's not safe.
And what were you just telling me, my friend, about the desert? Huh? How we have to help each other?
You. You are the doctor?
You're expecting me?
No, it's just... you're a woman.
You think so? How can you tell? I think you are a woman, too. What happened? Are you hurt?
No.
You say you were attacked?
Bandits, just... I'm a slave. My master was robbed and killed. I'm trying to find my way back home to Jerez.
A slave from Jerez? Well, your hands are softer than any slave I have met.
I'm a lady's maid.
What's your name?
Cara.
An unusual name for a slave from Jerez.
I'm not from there originally. I'm from the Dara district.
It's not safe here at night. Come with us.
Doctor!
You will share my companion's mule. We will camp shortly. We have enough food. You are my guest.
Thank you.
Give me your hand.
Series 2, Episode 3, Rats, by Aisha Menon.
A disused wing of the palace.
Yeah, this way, Gregor. We need to be quick.
My sweaty companion.
Kadali.
What?
Where exactly are you taking me? All in good time, all in good time.
It's not easy to slip away from those who watch over us. In the midday heat, though, they think we sleep. And so they're sleeping too. My sweaty companion. I can smell his sweat. But whether it's fear or excitement, can I trust him? He's in my debt still, but that makes him a desperate man. I fear this will not end well.
And now?
Now we need to wait. Trust me, Gregor, you will thank me for this.
I doubt it.
Gregor, thank you for coming. I know it is difficult for you in these times.
May I introduce you to Donna Anna, part of the diplomatic mission from the Kingdom of...
Do I know who she is? We met before, on the battlements. Your husband sold cannons to our former sultan.
Indeed he did. And you suspected I wasn't who I claimed to be.
Our Gregor has a suspicious mind, Donna Anna. That's why he is so excellent at his job, isn't that so?
Walk with me.
Ah, yes.
You will stay here, Kadali, and keep watch, I presume?
Yes, certainly. I will be right here. Just in case.
When we first came to Tuman Bay, the Sultan Al-Ghuri himself showed us around this magnificent menagerie. What a wonder it was. There were giraffes, leopards, and all manner of exotic creatures. All gone now.
As are the diplomatic missions.
The diplomatic missions?
They all left the city long before Maya's army arrived. Why didn't you go with them?
They have impounded our goods and won't pay for them. How could we leave?
With respect, Donna Anna, if this was about the impounded goods, we would not be meeting in secret.
I believe you know why you are here.
Do I?
My king wishes to help you.
Help? In what way? What is it?
From my king. He will give you whatever you need to defeat this regime. We know there is resistance, but they are disorganized. They need a leader.
A leader?
Your brother, perhaps?
General Kulan is in chains.
But you, Gregor, are in a position to...
You've been foolish, Donna Anna.
What?
It's only a matter of time until you and your husband are arrested.
But no one saw me coming
here. Kadali, he is compromised. It's a trap. You cannot help me, and I cannot help you. My advice? Leave the palace. Leave Tuman Bay as fast as you can.
This regime will end, Gregor. And when it does, what side do you want to be on? You will have to commit sooner or later, Gregor.
I am committed. I'm committed to not being killed.
I'm aware of that.
Farewell, Donna Anna.
Gregor. Have you looked into Barakat's eyes?
I'm sorry?
There's something there. I've noticed.
What are you talking about?
If you look hard enough, you will see it. A grain of doubt. Find it. Use it. That is the key to ending all of this.
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about.
You will. You will.
Is everything satisfactory, Gregor?
Perfectly. Why wouldn't it be?
Yes?
It has been done. I did what you asked.
Good.
Oh, no, please don't trouble yourself, Inquisitor. Allow me.
Don't. Don't touch my feet.
No. I thought you would want to know immediately.
You took the letter?
Yes. I knew he would. I knew it all along. I mean, you knew it. Of course you did. Who am I? I'm just a... Well.
Enough.
So, what happens next?
Next, we go into the temple and say our prayers.
Of course. Of course.
My apologies, Regent. It's urgent.
What are you talking about?
I need to speak to you in private.
Very well. Majesty.
You're looking very, very serious, Gregor. Is it serious?
I'm afraid it is, Majesty.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, dear, dear. I signed what you asked. What about my,
You will get what you want when I deem it appropriate.
But I need it now.
Escort His Majesty back to his rooms.
Yes, Excellency.
Please. No! Don't touch me. I can walk. I have limbs. Majesty, hands off.
What do you want, Gregor?
There is a foreign spy in Tumon Bay working to support and organize the resistance.
I see. What's that?
A letter from her king. He's been waiting for this, I hope. A chance to trust me. You must have no doubt, Effendi, of where my loyalties lie.
Yes.
Majesty, peace be upon you.
Peace be upon you.
And how is His Majesty today?
Not in the mood for talking. Get in.
I assume you have come for your blessing from the Huffies.
Just get on with it, Bella. I'm being watched.
Oh, everyone is being watched, Majesty. And that we must be thankful for. He watches every one of us. The poor, the rich, the worthy.
Save your sermons for the gullible. You have my blessings?
Here, Majesty. Go, be blessed, be joyful, be...
Wait. Let me try it first.
Isn't it good, Majesty? The purest from the Megala Hills?
Pure as the hills. And the sea.
Ah, well. Until next time, Majesty. His Majesty wishes to return to the palace.
Yeah.
Hello? Do you want something?
I need to see the Hafiz.
Everyone would like to see the Hafiz. He is a busy man taking care of the spiritual health of Tumon Bay.
Please. I have no one else to turn to.
What is it concerning?
My father has been arrested for the possession of some books. It is a mistake. He went in to answer some questions and...
And you need to go to the courthouse.
I've been to the courthouse. I have obtained seals and signatures, spoken to...
I'm afraid there is nothing the Hafiz can do for you. Justice must take its course.
But isn't the Hafiz the keeper of God's justice? Please, sir, I beg you. My father is a good man, a slave trader with a good reputation. No. If I can see the Hafiz, perhaps he can intercede. I have no one else to turn to.
Get up, child. Please get up. Listen... Trust in God. He will guide you. Peace be upon you and your family. Your Holiness, you should be resting. Why have you left your bedchamber?
I heard a girl. She was crying.
Do not concern yourself. But I must help the ones who need me.
Of course you must.
I had a dream.
Oh, yes.
Everything was burning, even the people. They call out, but I cannot speak. I have no mouth.
This is a sign that you are not rested, Your Holiness. I blame myself for that.
What am I, Bello? What are we now that we have no function?
But we do. You are still...
Still what?
You have been under a lot of strain. Come. You need to rest. Here. This is a special batch distilled by the monks.
Oh.
That's better. Now, sleep.
You take good care of me, Bello.
Did you see the fires falling from the sky the other night?
Yes.
At the palace, they thought it was a message from the heavens. Maybe it was. But the priests couldn't agree if it was a sign of God's approval or the harbinger of misfortune. What do you think?
I don't think about such things.
Just imagine real stones falling from the sky. Perhaps we will find them lying in the desert. Yeah, I saw such a phenomenon only once before, when I was traveling in the land of...
You must be tired, Doctor.
What?
You've had such a long journey. Your guide, he sleeps soundly. You still have a long way to travel.
Yes, yes. I have this habit of talking when... Let us rest, and with God's help, we will reach the Great Dam tomorrow.
What Great Dam?
The Great Dam of Dar es Salaam. It's one of the greatest feats of engineering, built in the era of the Sultan Saif din Ayubek. You're not from Harlis, are you?
What makes you say that?
Your accent, the color of your skin, and you've never seen the Great Dam? Are you trying to escape from the regime? It's all right. I may be their guest, but I won't betray you. I can see you've suffered.
If you suspected I was not what I said I was, why did you let me accompany you?
Why would I not? You have a kind face that tells of your troubles. I feel I know you.
You don't know me, Doctor.
Huh? Well, you are my daughter's age. I would have liked her company on my travels. Perhaps that's why.
You have a daughter?
It's late. I will sleep in the tent. I trust you don't mind staying here by the fire. Kill me now?
I'm sorry, Doctor.
Do it quickly, then.
You're not scared?
Of death? Why should I be? It's just another journey. What's the matter?
Oh.
Steady! Steady! Give me that knife. Drop it.
I've got her, Doctor!
Who sent you?
No one. I was...
Why do they want to kill me?
I don't know. I don't know. I was just told...
By who? My foolish girl. You are being led astray.
I think I know who to trust, and I know who is a traitor to Tumenel.
Do you? Who are you?
My name is Manel. Daughter of a general, sister of a brother slain, and enemy of all who support this regime.
Well, much good that will do you now.
Leave her to me, Doctor. Go and rest now.
What are you going to do?
Don't worry about that. I'll take her out into the desert and...
There have been too many deaths in Tumambay. Just tie her up. Watch her
till the morning. Ah!
Don't struggle. There is nowhere for you to go. Barsat! Barsat, help me!
You should have shouted for me, Doctor, when she was in the tent.
Is she dead?
Peace be with you.
I need more. I need my blessings.
Of course. And how is His Majesty feeling today? Good. Anyway, you've come back sooner than I thought you...
Listen, I'm not interested in idle chatter. Just give me what I want.
Of course, Majesty. Pardon my idle chatter. I have your blessings all prepared, as always.
Go! Back to the palace!
Until next time!
Oh, I am truly blessed. Wondrous city. So much more now. So much. Driver? This is the wrong way. I said back to the palace. This is the wrong way. This isn't the way to the palace. Did you hear me? Driver! Driver! We're going the wrong way! This is the city of the dead. Who are you?
A friend, Majesty.
What are you? Have you come to kill me?
You're not used to us dead.
What do you want then? Tell me what you want. What are you doing? Move!
She's waking up. Manel?
Why don't you just kill me?
We are not going to kill you. You have not let yourself cry in a long time, my child.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
It's God's will, child.
I'm not a child. I have done terrible things. I don't deserve to live.
Listen to me, Manel. I've seen a lot of things in my life, and trust me when I say this. Don't bind yourself to anything. Faith, loyalty, fraternity... Don't let other people be responsible for who you become. Find your own voice and learn to speak with it. If they are not ready to hear you, speak in a voice they understand. We are different. As women, we have more within us. We have the capacity to carry more, to bear more. No man will ever understand that. Don't let what's inside you die. Live your life, Manal.
I'm sorry. You have been nothing but kind to me, and I... I'm sorry, Doctor.
Give me your hands. Untie her.
Doctor, please.
Varsha, do as I say. These are beautiful hands.
No, there is nothing beautiful about me.
These hands are burned and bruised and cut. But underneath all of that are long, victorious lines that tell me that you will rise and you will find your strength in this world. Hmm? Now, where is that stubborn mule that has caused me so much pain? Oh, I swear I will not be able to walk for days. Are you coming with us?
Doctor, you cannot let her travel with us.
Don't worry, she won't be a problem anymore. Are you coming or not?
I'm coming.
I'll be watching you go.
Let's go.
Remove the bag from his head.
Where am I?
The catacombs, under the city.
Is this death? Am I dead?
Oh, Majesty, what have they done to you? What have they done to you?
I don't understand what's happening.
Do not be afraid. We're here to help you.
Help? I don't want your help.
Of course.
I just want to be left alone. I want to go back to my rooms in the palace. Who are you?
Majesty, I am your humble servant. We all are.
Yes, Majesty, yes.
I worked for your uncle, the Sultan Al-Ghuri. And before that, I worked for your father. I was also his friend.
I don't know you.
Well, the last time I saw you, you were but a child. A happy child, full of hope.
I want to go.
You are our Sultan. Son of the greatest of Tumen Bey's warriors. Nephew of Sultan Al-Ghuri the Benefactor. And you will be our leader. That is your destiny.
Look, I'm not a well man. Whatever you want me to do, I can't. I just... can't. I need my medicines.
Don't worry. We will take care of that. Ah, you're here, just in time.
Cover his face.
There is no need for that.
I don't want him to see me.
Who is that? Doran? Dr. Doran, I know you.
No, you don't.
I've seen you at the palace. You're the head of the medical institute.
Never mind where you've seen me.
What are you doing with... What is this? I don't understand.
We are your servants, Majesty. We have always been loyal. Let the doctor examine you now.
Here. Sniff this.
Yes. Thank you. Finally. What the hell? What is that? Oh, God. Poison! It's poison! I'm dying!
No, it's not poison. Just a cleanser. Something to help you on your way.
What are you talking about? I want my blessings. Where are my blessings?
You will lead us again, Sultan. But first you have to go on a journey.
A journey? Where are we going?
Take him.
Where are we going?
Nowhere, Your Majesty.
No!
You are going to sweat out the demons in your blood.
Please, no! Please! No, you can't do this to me! No!
How long will it take?
No, half a moon, maybe more. Any word?
Word? From whom?
That girl you sent out into the desert. Has she killed the traveler yet?
No news yet.
You trust her?
Yes. I've been watching her for some time now. She is the most reliable of our new recruits.
We've struck a blow to the very heart of this regime. And anyone who supports them will no longer feel safe. If they close their eyes, even for one moment, they know we will be in the shadows, watching, waiting.
And when the time comes, we have...
The rebels have struck a blow. The Sultan, taken from under our noses while the regent says his prayers. Everyone is at prayer, asking God for such different things. And this man trusts me, kissing the little icon, full of faith.
Shall I take my leave, Eminence?
No. Stay, Gregor.
I will stay as long as you need me. Are you unwell, Effendi Red?
I'm fine. It's the smoke from the... I just need some air. Who could have believed the greatest city on earth could be conquered so easily? Faith, Gregor. Faith conquers all.
Your wife, Sarah, will she be returning here, Effendi Red, to join you?
Why do you ask?
She just disappeared after the... Just curious.
You thought she was doing your bidding once.
Peace be upon you, Effendi Red.
Barkat, how long have you been standing there?
I didn't want to disturb you. I thought you were praying.
What news?
The foreign spy, Donna Anna, has been apprehended.
And the Sultan?
She knows nothing. So we must continue our searches, and Gregor...
You think he's fled?
Why would he flee?
Well, he is an unpredictable young man. He was a problem for his uncle, Sultan Al-Ghuri. And he has certain weaknesses.
We know of his weaknesses. That is why we are concerned for his safety, and why you...
He was not my prisoner. Your man, Daniel.
What about him?
Well, he and the Sultan were close once. Very close.
What of it?
My informants told me they had planned to escape together once. Perhaps...
No. Impossible.
Where is Daniel now?
Where he is needed.
He's not going to tell me anything. So much for being in the inner circle.
It's just that I'm trying to understand. It's important that I know. Didn't Daniel arrive in Tuman Bay with your wife, Sarah? They claim to be brother and sister. But were they?
You and Kulan claim to be brothers, but are you?
What does Barakat know about Kulan and I?
Not everything is as it seems in this world. The truth is hard to find. God doesn't always give you the answers. He expects you to search. That is what we are all here for, after all. To search for the truth. But will we recognize the truth?
Was Donna Anna right? Is that a speck of doubt I see lurking in Barakat's eyes? I will find that doubt, my friend.
Why are you just standing there? Shouldn't you be out there searching for our young Sultan?
You actually want me to search?
Who knows the city better than you, Gregor? Find him. We need to be sure what we are dealing with. A spoiled boy or something more serious.
Regent? Inquisitor?
You may leave too, Barkat.
You are not well, Effendi.
It's nothing.
Allow me to pray with you. Two praying is stronger than one. You carry great responsibilities on your shoulders. You, bring the icon over, so Effendi Red might kiss it. Only prayer can keep us strong, Regent.
Yes, let's pray. We must all pray.
Why do you think they want you dead? I suppose I'm a guest of the regime. I'm well known, but unguarded. I'm an easy target.
And why did you come here?
Here? To carry out medical checks on the villages.
For the regime, so they can enslave more people. Why do you support them?
As a traveler, I see all sorts of things. It's not for me to try to change things. I'm an outsider.
So it's all right to just watch as people are hurt and killed? Innocent people who have done nothing. Do you have any idea what Dumen Bey was?
You're right.
What?
What you say, the questions you ask. These are all things I need to think on. Thank you.
Well, haven't you thought about any of this before? So what are you really doing here?
Doctor!
Oh, what? What is it?
Up here!
What do you think, Doctor?
It's smaller than I imagined it would be, and... Come, Lanelle! Such a pity.
What is?
That they didn't do more to maintain it. It's capable of holding back enough water to irrigate the desert. I've seen pictures of it. Everything was as green as far as you could see. But now look at it.
Well, why didn't they maintain it?
The Mad Sultan, many generations ago. He preferred to spend his gold on fine ornaments for his palaces than... Ah, well.
Doctor!
Doctor. The people of the village. They will be waiting for you.
What?
You need to do your work, and then we must return.
Ah, yes. Without the dam, the desert is dry, and the swamps, well, you can see. They have become stagnant. Let's get out of here. The village is just up there.
Hop, hop!
Everyone.
Wait. Look there. There.
It's only a rat.
No. They're everywhere. Look!
Get away, get away.
Where are all the people? Doctor!
Cover your face.
Has the village been attacked?
You could say that. This is what I was afraid of.
Afraid of? Why?
I examined some bodies brought to Dumen Bey some weeks ago. But this is far worse than...
Doctor!
And what has happened to them?
No wonder there are so many rats.
We must leave. We must leave at once. Get on your mule. We have to get away from this place, or we will die too.
Season 2, Episode 3 of Dumen Bey, Rats, featuring Rufus Wright, Aisha Hart, Natalie Armin, and Vincent Ebrahim, was written by Aisha Menon, with music by Sasha Putnam and editing and sound design by Steve Bond. Dumen Bey is directed by me, John Scott Dryden, and created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including a cast list, visit dumenbey.com.